I actually heard John Keats' interview with E&A when he flagged this up, and what a great idea it would be, and what a lasting monument and tribute to one of the most understated and honest and gentle men of football that I think ever has existed. And for Paisley to be recognised in this way, I think would be tremendous for not just for Liverpool fans, but for the city who are football mad, and of course in memory and memorial of all the great things, all the great times that Mr. Paisley presided over as a Liverpool fan.
It's strange, isn't it? I mean, everyone knows about Bill Shankly. He's already got a statue, quite rightly so. But perhaps because Bob was a quiet man, you know, people don't shout about him the same, despite all the silverware he won.
Yeah, and some of the things that are supposedly quotes from Shankly were actually said by Paisley at times, and because everybody thinks that the great man said everything that was either pithy or appropriate or intelligent about Liverpool Football Club. But Bob was a great thinker on football, and I loved listening to him. I thought he was a bit of a philosopher about football, but because he's much more understated than Bill Shankly, the great Bill Shankly was, I don't think he gets the same recognition. And this would be recognition of not only his three European Cup triumphs, but everything else he did for a great football club and for a great city.
And you can't argue with his record, can you?
No, you think about the trophies at the time, and it seemed that as a Liverpool fan, a young Liverpool fan, we went to Wembley every single year, and you only went to Wembley because you'd won one of the big trophies and you'd either go for a cup final or a charity shield. And I was with Terry McDermott at the weekend, and he was reminiscing about some of the great times that we all had. And it's surprising how many times we went to Wembley during the sort of late 70s, early 80s.